Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat In the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, we look forward to catching up with Simone Herodin of the Artscape Theatre Complex. And today she is squeezing in some time in the middle of a very busy day to catch up with us. Simone, you know the work of the theatre never ends. So we appreciate you squeezing us in this morning. And we're very excited to speak to you again. Lots of excitement. Lots happening at your complex. Please bring us up to speed.
Yes, Janet, we are busy in the process of planning. I think some people may find it surprising that being an international theatre, we are busy planning. 2026 is almost concluded. So
amazing.
Busy discussing 2027 already. And it's also just amazing that there are producers who are already approaching us to book for their productions for end 2026, beginning of 2027. In fact, we've even had one producer that was already starting to book for 2028. So we are streaks ahead.
Amazing. That's wonderful. It just shows that you're an in-demand space and definitely a space that everybody wants to be in.
Absolutely. But now reverting back to this week, it is the final week of Dear Evan Hansen. It's been running at Artscape since the 12th of February, and the last performance is on the 9th of March. So for those who have not bought their tickets to Dear Evan Hansen yet, I can definitely recommend this powerful adult-themed drama musical that explores the human experience in life as we know it. And it is a Grammy Award-winning production as well as a Tony Award-winning production that deals with the highs and lows and challenges and temptations. There's lots of laughter. There's also heartbreak. Also delves into the heartbreak of adolescence and adulthood. So that's the
Around
production that's up.
Dinner tables, we're talking a lot about Dear Evan Hansen. Lots of conversations around it.
And just to give the listeners a bit of a teaser, Janet, unfortunately, I cannot disclaim what Showtime's next production is yet. Artscape in a few months' time. I will go into it next week. But all I can say is the headline says, Sexy is back.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Anything sexy makes me happy.
Absolutely.
I don't care. All I can think about is Justin Timberlake. So I hope. I don't know.
Stay with the theme of delving into not just adolescence, but delving into the complexities of life. Is Alistair Isabel, that's been off the acting scene for a little bit of time because he's been going through some mental wobbles in his life too, that he was very candid and very open about. He's also written a book about it, including his attempted suicide. So his production, WTF, was that. It is PG-16 because it's got some introspection and it's got some PG-16 humor in it as well. He's taking a look at his life, the drama of getting older. I think for us women, we go through menopause. But I think the men as well go through some sort of menopause themselves. What's it called?
Menopause. And it's
menopause, yeah. It's definitely going through the menopause that he's been through the past few years, actually. The introspective look at his life, at the drama of getting older, how we as humans we take ourselves seriously and what isn't serious, a look to laugh and cry and the realities of your body as it changes with time and age, and how do you
That
accept
is
that?
a very humbling experience, I must say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think keeping into that theme, Janet, later on in March, we also have the comedy Defending the Caveman. And I'm sure that our listeners definitely know the longevity of the comedy Defending the Caveman that looks at the old age battle between the sexes. So I'm looking forward to that as well, because I have to admit, having been in the theatre industry for about 20 years, I've not seen Defending the Caveman in person. I've watched a YouTube video, but I'm looking forward to seeing it in person.
I'm on the same page as you. I've seen such a lot about the production. I know it well. I know it was at Theatre on the Bay, but I haven't actually watched it. So that's going to be quite a treat.
Absolutely. And the thing that I'm specifically looking forward to, because I'm very much into my classics, my classical arts, is the opening of Giselle on Saturday. This
That is
amazing
going to be
classical
amazing.
ballet. Absolutely. I think Giselle was first written in the 1800s, if I'm not mistaken. But it's definitely a ballet that's about close on to, if not more, than 100 years old. Now,
Amazing. That's very special.
absolutely. Some of the performances will be in collaboration with the UCT Symphony Orchestra, led by Brandon Phillips. We know Brandon Phillips also conducts the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra at times. And then there are the two performances with recorded music, and that's primarily the matinee shows. So obviously, Giselle tells the story of a young peasant girl who falls in love with this nobleman, Albrecht, and who disguises his true identity. And then she discovers the deception and engagement to another, and she's heartbroken and dies of grief. And in the second act, Giselle returns as a witty, a spirit of women who died before their wedding. So that's the amazing production of Giselle. And
Amazing. What a powerful story.
absolutely, Janet. And Cape Town City Ballet has actually got more for us in store later on in the month, round about the 20th, 21st, just after the run of Giselle. They have a double bill. And the double bill is Mozart's Requiem. And then they also have the Pas-de-Deux, which is a dance of 10. And that is the Ballet Raymunda, and it is being staged by Tracy Lee, who used to be the principal ballerina of Cape Town City Ballet late 90s, early 2000s.
She
So
is really a force to be reckoned with.
absolutely. And I mean, how she's grown over these past years, just a testament as well to someone that came from another country, and she's originally from Hong Kong. And she poured all her love and effort and acumen and expertise into South Africa and to keep taking ballet as an art form forward to where we find ourselves at the moment. And then also, not often that we have gospel food for the soul. We've got an amazing concert on the 15th of March, and that is with Nondokozo Mkhize, among others. And it's a great gospel concert for those who need some, as I said, some
Some soul
spirituality,
food.
some food for the soul. Come and see that concert. It's for one night only, and it's an intimate worship evening. And they're hoping to impact some lives and draw the hearts, to many of those who believe in the Creator.
Well, that's quite a nice diverse lineup. Is that what we can expect for the next week coming up? And,
The
scenes from Scenes
next
from
week,
forthcoming attractions, as we used to say in the old days of
yeah,
the
forthcoming
treehouse.
attractions. And then
So that's quite a nice diverse lineup, Simon. Please tell us.
absolutely a great diverse lineup. And just to conclude, Janet, later on in Feb for a ballet. You know, ballet and mains are really, really in for a treat this month. Besides Giselle, besides Raimondo, besides Requiem, we also have Cape Ballet Africa that just celebrated, or they are actually celebrating their 1 year anniversary of founding. At our Escape in the Opera House. It's the very first time that they will be performing in the Opera House at Artscape. Not the first time that they're performing at Artscape, because they just partook in the Jazz Art Meraki Dance Festival. But this is in collaboration with, and I just have to go to my WhatsApps, because the Consul General of Spain, it's in conjunction with the Consulate General of Spain, as well as the Embassy of Spain, and the choreographer that is presenting one of these pieces is the internationally world-renowned ballet choreographer Nacho Duato, and he's actually visiting Cape Town during that period as well. So it's
How
called Breathworks.
phenomenal.
Absolutely amazing that the production later on at the end of March. It's the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
That really is quite phenomenal. I think that is a nice cross-section of offerings. It's really touching all tastes and something for everyone at the theatre in the next couple of weeks. Thank you for sharing
Absolutely.
those insights, Simon, and good luck with the rest of your meeting. We're holding thumbs that everything falls into place and we can look forward to an exciting fiscal year ahead.
Chat next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.